My first term was 1982, and Governor Wallace was serving his last term. He treated us legislators like kings. It didn't matter who was in his office. If you were a member of the legislature and you needed to see the governor about something for your district, he'd drop everything and usher you in his office and do anything he could to address your concern or district needs. Well, I'd known Wallace since I was a little boy, and I was his representative, so he gave me a little deference. One day I went down unannounced without an appointment, and his secretary told him I was outside. The next thing I knew, the door opened, and Wallace told me to come in. Well, folks, he had six Japanese diplomats in his office, who were respective industrial prospects. He asked if I wanted to ask them to leave so we could meet privately. I said, Governor, no, that's not necessary. I'll be glad to come back. He said, okay, but he insisted on my staying while they visited. I sat down, and he began telling the poor Japanese fellows that I'd been a page when I was a little boy, and he was in his first term as governor, and that now I was his representative since I was representing his hometown of Clayton. And he told them who I was kin to and who he was kin to in my county. I'm sure they were amused. They didn't know what in the world he was talking about. But who couldn't vote with someone who gave a lowly member of the House that kind of attention and deference? Other times, he called me home at supper time and talked for about 30 minutes about a certain bill he was interested in. He would continue to talk long after I'd already told him I would vote for him and was actually sponsoring the bill. Well, he'd tell me, Steve, I appreciate that. Put your two daughters on the phone. They were little at the time, but his uncanny ability to remember names, he called them by name. Steve, let me talk to little Jenny. Let me say hello to little Allison. She was amazing. He'd say, well, Jenny, what grade are you in now? First grade? He'd constantly have legislators out at the governor's mansion for supper. We eat supper with the governor more than with lobbyists. He knew your district, your family, and your relatives, what committee you served on, which program roads you were interested in. The only thing he didn't know is what time you went to bed, because he might call you at 6 at supper time, or he might call you at 11 or 12 when you were asleep. He knew how to manipulate the legislature better than anyone I ever saw. One day he had a group of legislators down in his office trying to get them to vote with him. His secretary interrupted him to tell him, Governor Vice President Mondale's on the phone. The legislator sat quietly while George talked to the vice president for just a few minutes and took care of whatever business they had. Then Mondale hung up the phone. However, George never let on that Mondale hung up. He pretended to listen a while long and said, look, Mr. Vice President, I'd like to talk with you some more, but I've got a group of representatives and senators in here, and I really don't have time to talk to you any longer. Well, the legislator started whispering, no, Governor, that don't do that. Don't hang up on the vice president. We can wait. But George just kept on talking. He says, well, Mr. Mondale, I really appreciate you asking for my help, Mr. Vice President, but I'm hanging up now. I've got enough problems here in the state of Alabama. I've got some very important legislators here in my office, and I just can't solve the world's problems for you. I've got to talk to these legislators about a problem we got in the legislature. He then hung up the phone. By that time, those legislators were so impressed at how they were more important than the Vice President of the United States that George could have got anything he wanted from them, and he usually did. Thank you all for listening.